All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I know I always say I'm excited to have the guests on the show. But guys, listen, I am super, super excited to have this guest on the show. So this is our second round with Michael Zuber. And one of the biggest reasons, so good friend of mine, we've known each other for what, 4 years maybe now?
Yeah, I think so.
It's been a while. And so Michael out of Fresno's got one rental at a time, just completely incredible content that this guy puts out on a daily basis. And one of the reasons why I love Michael so much is just the consistency that he brings to the table, right? And Michael's my longest tenured client. So Michael's been with us for 2.5 years now, I think it's going on. Mm-hmm. And just been a joy to work with him. Just fresh ideas all the time. Just always staying consistent with what he's putting out and feeding content to me and my team so that we can redistribute that for him as well. And not to mention approaching almost 800,000 downloads on the podcast, which is super cool. Hopefully we hit 1 million within the next couple of months. I think that's going to be incredible. Very, very cool feat. So Michael has just got an insane amount of content that's out there for you guys to just pick apart and whatnot. And one of the things that we're going to do today is we're going to talk about how to leverage content and leverage social media and these platforms to essentially bring better connections to you. I know a lot of people, and we talked about this right before we hopped on here, but I know a lot of you, maybe you're a wholesaler or a fix and flipper or whatever, and please do not disengage here. This is something that I know a lot of people shy away from because they say, I don't want to be an influencer. I don't want to be, you know, a coach or a guru or something like that. So I don't need to put out content on Instagram or YouTube or podcasts or whatever. But I would challenge that. I would say, look at these platforms as a marketing platform and a marketing tool for you, because as Michael will tell you, it can bring in a lot of awesome connections, including deals and private money, which are extremely important. Right, Michael?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to talk about it in that way. And Michael, I'm just super excited to open this up with him because he's just got an insane amount of information to share with us. But before we do that, I am going to have him introduce himself here in just a second. But if you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show, guys. A lot of great content coming out here. And I'm really putting the pedal to the metal when it comes to my content. So make sure you do subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't already at The Content Ninja, or just look for Josh Culler. Putting out daily videos now. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm drinking from the Kool-Aid where Michael's doing, but he's putting out like 3 or 4. So we got to step it up at some point. But anyway, so make sure you do go check that out. And if you haven't already, make sure you have picked up the REI Marketing Book. And yours truly, Michael Zuber, is in this as well. He was complaining that I didn't send him a signed copy. So I got to do that. So we'll be sending you a signed copy here very shortly. But guys, REI Marketing Book, 37 of the top real estate investors in the world talking about how they run their marketing, the tactics, techniques, and the strategies that they are doing in their business in order to market it. I believe this is about 210 pages that this ended up being, just chock full of hundreds of those strategies and techniques. So reimarketingbook.com is where you can go pick this up. Make sure you do go snag a copy. $497, free plus shipping offer. It is a marketing funnel. This is a marketing show. So no secret there. You are going to be dropping into my funnel and I'm going to be remarketing to you on a daily basis. So take it for what it's worth. But anyway, one more time, reimarketingbook.com is where you can go pick that up. Michael, I am tired of talking. I had Stratton Brown on the show right before you, and then Philip Vincent before that. And so we're going to let you talk. So awesome. Do me a favor for the people that don't know who you are, introduce yourself, who you are, what you do. What is one rental at a time all about? And let's go from there.
Yeah. So Michael Zuber, thank you for coming back. It was a treat to be a part of that book. It was a treasure to read it. I learned so much from the other 36 or so experts in the book. So very nicely done there. People need to get that. I've told everybody in my network, they need to go pick that up. Yeah. Because again, what one rental at a time, let's be clear. One rental at a time does not exist without Josh Culler or Culler Media. One rental at a time before I met you was a PDF. It was, I don't know, poorly written. It was kind of a brain dump. It was one step up from an outline, right? It was an outline with some raw material in it. I meet, you know, Josh Culler does his thing. He creates his company. I'm like, dude, I need some help. And we just get after it. So first and foremost, you know, it's sold nearly 10,000 copies now when you combine Audible and wow. Amazon. Just incredible. Got 500 reviews.
If you're 500 of you, if you're listening on the show right now, guys, we need a clap. Like everybody clap simultaneously. Like that is incredible. Yeah. That's all you. That's all from you. So don't get that twisted.
Yeah, no. So yeah, it's 501 Amazon reviews, 191 awesome. Audible reviews. So, you know, we're awesome. Approaching 1,000, right? If you add them all together.
Same.
But again, the book does not see the light of day. This cover doesn't exist. The theme doesn't exist. There's nothing that happens with One Rental at a Time without Josh Culler and Culler Media. So if you need somebody to be a part of your journey, he's going to bat around things. He's going to pound on you. He's going to push you. He's going to press you. He's going to ask you to think out of the box. You need that. And I would not be here. I would you know, this is really sad to say, but I would probably be I would be an employee somewhere if it wasn't for you. Right. Wow. I was a day or two away. It was a weekend away from getting a job. Not because I needed the money, but just because I was bored off my ass.
Yeah.
Right. I was retired at 45, didn't need the money anymore. It was a type A individual who was used to chasing a 90-day quota, and I was struggling. It was a conversation with you, probably unbeknownst to you, that I was like, you know what? Maybe there is something here. Maybe there's enough in this raw material that A could become a book, but that was uninteresting to me. What was interesting to me is how we could create a story and a theme, how we could ultimately help thousands, if not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. And then, oh, by the way, back to the marketing show, just by being consistent, staying true to myself, I interviewed a student of mine who's known me for 10 years yesterday, Sunday. And he's like, dude, your message hasn't changed. I'm like, it's because it's what I do every day. Yeah. And it's just being out there, being genuine, being consistent, it has attracted millions of dollars in private money that I've never asked for. Deals have come to me in the last year, which they've been impossible to find, right? People who own properties in Fresno, other investors, frustrated landlords going, hey, two fourplexes, a triplex and four houses from a guy who saw me on YouTube. We worked out a deal that added about $500,000 to my net worth, 4,000, wow. 3,500 bucks in cash flow. And he was happy because he got a private note. He had no cost basis, so he didn't want to get hit with taxes, win-win transaction. So man, first off, none of this exists without you. So
thank you.
To me, to you, that's pretty, thank you.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible.
I would feel thank like a so failure. Much.
No, yeah. That's incredible. Thank you for that. I did not ask for that, guys. That was not the script here.
Yeah. But the reality is, for other people watching this, what I have really come to witness is, if you're in the business of helping people, which you should be as a wholesaler, you should think of yourself as a problem solver. If you are a wholesaler or a flipper, or even a buy and hold, and you are thinking about the money, you're not going to last long. But if you're in this business saying, hey, I'm a problem solver, I will buy it cash, I'll buy it on terms, I'll do seller financing, whatever it is. If you're not a problem solver first, you're not going to last long. But assuming you are a problem solver and you are genuine about it, because people know you need to make money, right? You know, nobody's doing this for charity. Put it out there on YouTube. Talk about your markets. Talk about what you look for. Talk about what a deal is. Talk about the people you helped. Talk about the last deals you've done. I talked about a probate deal kind of in passing 6 or 9 months ago, and we got two other phone calls off of that within 48 hours. Now, neither of those happened to be a deal, but next time they could be, right? Yeah. So part of the people, you know, people look at YouTube and they're like, oh, they either think one of two things. They're like me and you're like, I'm never going to edit a video in my life. That would be non-enjoyable. That would not be fun. Right.
Yeah.
So guess what? I hit the go live button and it is what it is. It's just, it's just done.
It works.
It works for me. Right. I mean, to each your own. I would much rather do 7 days a week than 2 videos a week. That's just who I am. I don't want to sit in my room beating over a video going, oh, let's transition here and do that. I'm like, oh my God, that would kill me.
Yeah.
But you know, so that's that. And then the other thing is you will be amazed at the, it's almost like a magnet. The more you do, the more that comes to you. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'd been doing YouTube probably for 6 months. The first 6 months is the hardest. There's no question. For me, once you break 1,000, it's just the velocity increase and the magnitude, right? I now have people reaching out to me from around the world, talking about deals, offering private money. I mean, I don't even ask for any of these things. It's just, hey, I've watched, you know, one guy told me the other day, he said, I think I've watched 100 hours of you talking. I think I know you. I'm like, wow. Well, first off, ouch. I don't think I want to listen to me for 100 hours, but thank you. You know, let's just be real. But yeah, I mean, just it is an amazing platform to generate leads and do deals. It's not about being a guru. It's not about being an influencer. That's not what YouTube is. If you want to do that, that's Instagram. Maybe that's Twitter, all of that. But YouTube is about delivering value, right? Probably the most searched term in YouTube is how to do this, how to do that, right? That's what we need to think about. Those are the things we need to do. So if you're not doing YouTube, if you're a wholesaler anywhere, you're missing out. Get on YouTube and say, hey, my name is Mike Zuber or Josh Culler. I surface Cleveland, Ohio, and this and that. If you are in this or that situation, give me a call. Here's my address. Oh, by the way, talk about what you're looking at. Hey, I was just in Cleveland and, you know, do a live stream and say, this is a house I'm looking at. Does this look like a house that you might have? Let me help you. Just be genuine. Don't be arrogant. Be helpful. And, you know, it'll be 6 months of investment on your end. And by then you'll be a magnet. You'll be a source. And other things will just flow your direction. It's an amazing thing. And it compounds, man. The first, it's like, I don't know what it is, whatever that curve is, exponential curve. It just comes back in bigger and bigger waves in so many unexpected ways.
Yeah, man, that's incredible. So you riffed for like a few minutes there and everything that came out of your mouth was just, it just tied together. Again, this is like why I love Michael so much, is because the consistency flows like just through his veins. And one of the things you mentioned was, and I'm a content creator, right? This is what we do. And you said, like lead with value. That's obviously the most important thing when it comes to YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned like the most searched term is how to,
something.
It's tied to something. And so people are going onto YouTube to look for something, an answer to a question that they have. Right. And so I think, and that's why I think that your channel gets so much positive flow and attention because of the amount of content you put out, obviously the consistency, but also you're answering questions, and through the content that you're titling correctly. And there's a lot of great stuff that's going on in terms of like getting value out there to your audience. But like you said, it's attracting what you not originally set out to do, but it's bringing attention your way because you're just talking about the business. You're just talking about what you're doing and what other people are doing in their business when you interview them. And I think that's huge. It's bringing that attention your way. And so you talk about it's bringing you private money, bringing you deals, which obviously that's what a lot of real estate investors are looking for anyway. And you mentioned a little bit about, you know, I love the idea of documenting content. Mm-hmm. So you're out at a property, go live, talk about the deal, talk about how you got it, what you're doing. You do a lot of videos on YouTube. I mean, it's upwards of what, at least once a day, minimum. Sometimes
my minimum's 4 videos a day.
Yeah. So somebody that's listening right now, like Michael, that's a lot of videos. I don't know if I want to do that many. What would you tell them? Like one video a day? Like what type of content would they be putting out?
So this is how I broke. Let's talk about my journey on YouTube because it has evolved. Right. I started with the idea that I'm going to do 3 a week. Why 3 a week? Because that's what everybody said. Do 3 videos a week. You watch Graham Stephan or Meet Kevin, you know, years ago was, hey, I post on Tuesdays and Fridays and whatever. So I'm like, all right. But then I realized, obviously, I am neither one of those awesome individuals. I don't ever want to edit videos. So I've always felt like I've got more to say. Yeah. So then it really comes down. I give full credit to Gary Vee and Nipsey Hussle. So I was driving back from doing my day job, which is buying rental properties. And there was a YouTube video of Nipsey and Gary Vee talking. And Gary Vee challenges Nipsey Hussle before he passed. He said, Nipsey, you think you got swag, right? You think you can riff and put out music better than faster than anybody else. Why don't you try to do an album called 365 and do one song drop a day? And I'm like, oh boy, that is amazing, right? That's got to be hard. I couldn't imagine, you know, all of those things. So they go on and on, but it just started worming like in my head. I'm like, you know, writing music is so much harder than talking about real estate or business or investing. And I'm like, if freaking Gary Vee is going to tackle that kind of topic, why the hell am I going 3 days a week? I'm like, done. I'm doing daily. Then I'm like, okay, what do you do? Because my business is mine. I don't have employees. I don't have marketing campaigns. I don't have lots of things going on. And I'm like, you dumbass, you crazy man. For 20 years now, you've been waking up at 6 a.m. without an alarm clock. You've been spending an hour reading what's going on. Why don't you do something called the Daily Financial News?
Yeah.
And I'm like, ding, ding, ding. So I've been doing a Daily Financial News at 7:30 a.m. live for better part of 2 years. Every day, Christmas Day, Mother's Day, birthdays, every day. And people can count on it. There's been a couple of days over those years, whatever was going on with the internet in the valley, it didn't happen, but I recorded it and posted it. You can count on a daily financial video for me. Second, the other thing that's beauty about YouTube and the industry is you can go out and get other experts that want to be a part of this journey that are truly go-givers. So before I was quote unquote monetized, I would do interviews with other, what I call now experts. And I would just do 30-minute or 35-minute sessions. Once you get monetized, I'm like, we're going to talk for the same time, but what we're going to do is we're going to do 3 10-minute sections. Because what I noticed is we would cover a lot of great material, but sometimes the most valuable thing is at the end, right? And just how it works, not everybody listens to the end. So what I said, you know what? We're going to tackle 3 different topics every person every week. And that way it allows me to title the video, right? Like just today, Greg Dickerson, we did Build for Rent. We did Power of Network and we flipped the script and he asked me questions. So guess what the titles are? Just that. So that is something I learned, right? If you're still trying to build up the minutes and the views, just do long ones, it's better. But if you really want to make sure people get the value, I got to divide them up. Because I was getting so frustrated, like half the 30 minute videos I would do, people would drop off. And I'm like, oh my God, there is so much gold or platinum or diamonds at the end. Not doing that anymore. I will do, I haven't asked for a minute more of their time. It's just, I hit stop, record. And we just tackle one topic at a time. And none of this stuff is planned. We meet for 30 seconds before I hit record. I say, these are the 3 topics. You cool with them? Usually they say yes. Sometimes they go, hey, I have a topic. So I cross one off. We nail it. So that's my 4 videos, a daily show at 7:30, one expert Monday through Friday, which is actually 3 videos and boom, I'm done. So I only record for 40 to 45 minutes, but I get 4 pieces of content out of it.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I love that you do that because you're already on the show with them, right? And so even with this show, I keep it short and sweet. We're typically like 15, 20 minutes long. So we'll be wrapping this up here very soon. But I could even chop this in half and split it into 2 videos, right? And so like, this is where like what we do is all repurposing content, but it's just getting the value out in segmented areas. And, you know, with YouTube, obviously like doing short videos is not always the best thing to do, like 3 to 4 minutes. Sometimes like 10, 15 minutes is the best return on what you're going to put out on YouTube. And so if you're going to go an hour long, why not chop that into 3 or 4 videos? And that's what Michael's doing. It's incredible. It's incredible to see that. And so something to take away here, I think, Michael, is that like if a real estate investor, if you're a wholesaler and you're out at a property, maybe you just got something under contract and you want to go do a walkthrough, take a look at it. Well, maybe you do an entire like 30-minute walkthrough, chop that into 3 different videos and there's your 3 videos for the week. Right. And just,
yeah, again, we got to be careful. Yes. If that is who you are, right. The chopping of that up, if that's who you are, go nuts. You're awesome. Yeah. That is so not me. So what I would do is I would go, I would probably do, hey, we're going to do a walkthrough of property 123 Main Street. Let me just turn the camera around and tell you what I see 4 or 5 minutes. Then I'd do another video back at the office going, or I'd probably do this. I'd probably turn the video on my car, drive back to the office and go, hey guys, this is what I thought, blah, 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 blah. Cause I'm not chopping anything up. That is not what I'm doing. I don't get it.
Well, yeah. I'm on the same page. That's what I'm saying. It's like, not necessarily like editing the video, chopping up the topic. Yeah. So like, I love that idea. And what you said there was even that put the icing on the cake. Cause now you don't have to shoot the entire video at the property. Do one at the property, do one in the car, do one at the office.
And exactly. Yeah. Done.
It's great.
And I would much rather do them live. It's just easier. They're done. I have you in the 3 years I've been doing this, there's two videos that got edited. One, a gentleman got a UPS package in the middle. I had you cut out like 40 seconds.
Yeah.
And then the other one was similar. Somebody's doorbell rang or dog went nuts or something. I'm like, Josh, can you cut that out? Other than that, every video is no videos got any editing, none.
And it's brought you so many connections, that, you know, with all the videos that you've been putting out. So essentially, so here's a question for you I've never asked. Is this really the only technical marketing that you're putting out right now? Is this?
Oh, without question. I do not market anything. I do not do cold calling. I don't do texting. I don't do direct dial, mailing, virtual assistants, nothing. Just last year alone in a market where I got no deals on the MLS, my YouTube gen helped me generate 6 transactions that I completed. And the really funny part is I could raise 5 to 10 million bucks in 48 hours, but there's no deals, all because of YouTube. I've had so many people reach out to me saying, hey, I like what you're doing. I like your focus. I like one real at a time, love pride of ownership. Let me be part of your 6 and 20 program. All those things that I consistently talk about. This missing ingredient is deals. But I think that's going to change in the second half of this year and next year. So
it may not be the thing that you need right now in raising money,
but it's coming when that time comes. I treasure it.
When that time comes, you've got the connections. They're there. And here's the awesome thing about what you're doing and putting out this content is that it's a resume. It's not going anywhere. So if somebody that, you know, a private money lender, it's going to come around, like they're not even asking questions. They're like, they've already checked out all your videos. And they're like, this dude knows his stuff. He knows what he's talking
they
about.
Checked out my videos. They've checked out other investors. They've checked out other students. The beauty of YouTube is there's a big ass. I mean, I've had 3,300 videos or something now out there. You want to go check me out, Mary? There ain't no secrets.
If you don't find the answer to the question you're looking for on my YouTube channel, then you're asking the wrong question or
there's something together, to miss. Right?
So man, that's great. I love it. And here's the thing is like, this is all about brand building, brand impressions, brand recognition. And when we talk about brand guys, it's not just that, you know, the one rental at a time brand or the, you know, the house with the one on it, on his hat, it's Michael Zuber. This is his brand. It's his personal brand. And so, you know, by putting out this type of content, again, it's building a resume for you. It's building that credibility, the authority in the marketplace that he needs to establish. And when he doesn't necessarily need the money, the private money right now, but that time will come and he's going to be able to leverage all of his content.
Yeah. And it's the beauty of all of this is you don't ask for anything. And I didn't appreciate this when I started. I had no idea, right? I was doing it because I was a type A person. I needed something to do between 6 and 10 a.m. Why? Because I'm up early. My wife's up late. So I have like 4 hours where I just needed something to do. I didn't want to sit on a couch and do nothing.
Yeah.
Right. So I needed something to do. And that's what one rental at a time is. 90% of my content is done between 6:30 and 9:15. And I just post them at different hours.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And so like there's just a lot of arbitrage attention that comes this way. And again, you heard it. Like he doesn't do direct mail. He doesn't do cold calling. Wouldn't that be a wonderful life for you wholesalers that if you didn't have to do that shit, like it would be incredible, right? It would be a great life for you. And so I think this is a route that, again, we're not even talking about being an influencer, guys. We're talking about using these platforms as marketing for yourself. And that's what this will do. And again, like, why wouldn't, if a wholesaler in Fresno is wanting to offload a deal, wholesale a deal, why wouldn't they connect with Michael? Because he's obviously got thousands of videos as a track record, and he knows what he's doing. And so like, mm-hmm. and obviously people, that's who they want to work with. And so I think this is a great, and vice versa, Michael, like I would assume, you know, if you were a wholesaler putting out videos like this and you were announcing, I'm a wholesaler. And you're talking through your business, you're talking with other people, bringing that attention, mm-hmm. building your resume on YouTube, and you're a wholesaler. Like if somebody were to come your way and maybe they got a package of deals they want to get rid of, and you're a wholesaler, like, hey, you got a resume here too. There's a lot of credibility you built up. And so it works. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just work for somebody like Michael, who's a buy and hold investor, also works for wholesalers, also works for fix and flippers and any industry that you're in, really.
No. So yeah, again, YouTube, if done correctly and consistently, is a magnet. That's what you need to think. It will attract what you want. And the beauty is it's the more you put in, the more you get. It is, YouTube is a magnet. That's nobody else talks about it. YouTube is a magnet. It does take a little runway to build up the energy or the charge. But once you get past that inflection point, it'll blow you away.
Yeah, absolutely, man. This has been incredible. And I know this is like, you know, typically like, you know, some shows that we're talking about, guys, where we're talking about cold calling or text blasting, direct mail, stuff like that. But I always want to bring a different angle in terms of marketing here, and especially like content marketing is obviously very near and dear to my heart, because that's what we do. And so this is something that I see, you know, Michael doing, and a lot of you that are listening could do all, like everybody that's listening could do this stuff.
There's nothing that I do on YouTube that anybody can't repeat. You see all these people who spend thousands or tens of thousands of dollars on a studio. I do half my videos on my phone.
Yeah.
I do the other half from a webcam. Yeah. And I'm done. I don't worry about it. I try to do the best I can. I care about it, but when I'm done, I'm done.
Keep it simple, guys. Keep it simple. Make it work for you. And that's the recipe. There's nothing else. So Michael, man, I appreciate this. So much great content that was inside of here. I want to give you the opportunity. Obviously, guys, everything that we talk about is going to be linked in the description below. But Michael, somebody wanted to connect with you. What you got going on right now? There's a few things that are in the works, obviously. So whatever you want to talk about, what are some things that you want to tell people about that you're working on and ways to connect with you?
Yeah. The easiest way to check me out is just type one rental at a time into any of your preferred searches. YouTube should come up, obviously, Instagram, obviously, Audible, Amazon, again, thanks to Josh and Color Media. But yeah, that's, I should not be hard to find.
He's not hard to find, guys. Just go look at Michael Zuber or one rental at a time. You're going to find him everywhere. So we'll have the links for everything that Michael's got going on down in the description below. So make sure you do check that out. Michael, man, this has been fun. We could go all day, I believe, but we got to cut it off, and we're going to have you back again soon. I appreciate your time and thanks for being on.
Yep, you got it.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for today's episode. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the show. And then also, if you're on Apple Podcasts, now's the time to head over to the homepage of the show. Leave a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. And then if you haven't already, make sure you go pick up the REI marketing book, again, featuring yours truly, Michael Zuber here. And I will get him a signed copy out very soon. But guys, REIMarketingBook.com is where you can go get this. 210 pages of tactics, techniques, and strategies that some of the top real estate investors in the world are doing in their real estate investing business. REIMarketingBook.com is where you can go get that. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we will catch you on the next one. See you later.